Well, the Grand Slams are where you really make your name. There's so much pressure put on young players coming up that that if you don't win a Grand Slam, a U.S. Open, or a Wimbledon, or a French Open, that you know, you're really not considered a great player. Well, if that's true, you know, unfortunately, there's a lot of great players out there that aren't considered as such, and I don't think that's really fair. But winning the Grand Slams are where your name is made, that makes it possible for you to play the exhibitions, to play the special events, to play the challenge matches, to really make the income necessary for you to keep up one's lifestyle, if that's the way you want to put it, on the side, outside of the tournaments. And whatever else goes along with that, your personality or the way you go about things, the way you rapport with the crowd, your rapport with the companies and so forth, whatever else goes along with that is all incorporated in what happens after the Grand Slams happen to you. So before you make a move, in my time, that there was no hype. The hype was you made your own hype by winning a Wimbledon or winning a U.S. Open. That's how you made your name. There was no company behind me pushing me or putting me up on a different kind of pedestal until I won. And so that was the first and foremost thing, and the Grand Slams make all that possible.